shoulder has many names. It's one name. I tell you, it's this day of the year. Chodesh Hashvi, Bevishon HaChodesh, Yom Tshuva Yerachem. Chazal, Chazal see this day to have a name for it, Yom HaKesef. The Yom when the moon is covered, it's an Indian in itself. So it's Chodesh also. It's called Rosh Hashanah, we'll come to that name soon. But I want to mention to you the Musa, the concept of Rosh Hashanah being Yom Adin. And there is an Amos Hadin. There has to be an Amos Hadin. And I want to relate what is the concept over here of Yom Adin. Amos Hadin, I think we can understand, I learned it on myself. That's going back about 25 years ago, where I was, I had to go to court because of a traffic offence. Agav Urcha, the night before I had to go to court for this offence, I went to see the side of the last book of Mora. And I stood in the lobby waiting to go in to see the Steinberg for a walk before the court came. And a friend of mine happened to be there in the lobby, so he asked me, why are you going in? I said, I'm tomorrow, I have to go to court. I'm traffic. I want a proper. So he said to me, I don't advise you to go in. Because somebody was here last night also, he went to court today. And last night, came to the Steinberg for a walk. And you could hear the Steinberg shouting at him, at the end of the road. And he said to him, if you broke a traffic law, you're a Rezeach, and I give you a blessing that the courts will punish you with the maximum that courts can punish you. You should know that if you're holding a steering wheel, you're holding a gun. You can kill a person with it. So you have to keep to the laws. Anyway, I didn't go in, for obvious reasons. And I went to court the next day. I checked with an attorney beforehand. What is the maximum I can get? So he said you can get a 3-month ban from driving for the first offense, plus 200 check over nothing. Well, at least there's no capital, and you don't know if there's injection yet for these offenses. Yet I remember standing in the dock over there for 15 minutes, and say, she put my ear, what they call it. For 15 minutes, I was shaking like a wet fish. And afterwards, I asked myself, why? Why? It's a concept called Amos Hadin. There's a moment over here with you, somebody has absolute control over you. You can do nothing about it. So, Amos. You have no control. You can say a few words in your defense and nothing about yourself. So, for Shodoma, the judge over there, it was our Ben, Dan our Ben, he was my judge. He tells me what's going to happen to me. That's Amos Hadin or nothing on a 3-month ban or 200 shekel knas. Al achas v'kamo v'kamo. On Rosh Hashanah, we are standing in the dock. We're standing in the dock. Mi yichye u mi yomus, mi bekitzo u mi loy bekitzo. How much do you have to be in Amos? But I want to talk more about this concept of Yom Hadin. What is this Yom Hadin? I have two questions. The Yom Hadin, if it is a din, the way we understand it, then the din can only be on the over, on the past. The future hasn't yet materialized. The present is just a moment in time. So it's in the past. So I'm given judgment, I'm being judged for the past. For touching some of that. If that's the case, why is the Yom Hadin on the first day of the new year and not the last day of the new year? The Yom Hadin should be on the first last day of the old year. That we give a din on the year, and we come into Rosh Hashanah renewed. That's one. Second one. And this is the question we're arguing, we're showing the negative value, most of all arts. It's a very obvious question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kuloi Rachamim. Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachamim, Vachamim, Rechapayim, Vachesed. We say it so many times in Slichas. He wants to go from the He wants to leave the Kisei Hadin to go over to the Kisei Harachal. And that is Yom HaKippurim. So why isn't Yom HaKippurim before Rosh Hashanah? Let's all do tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva is on Yom Kippur, not on Rosh Hashanah. Let's all do tshuva. Chotosi, Obisi, Poshati, Al-Chet Shechotonu L'Panecha, I'm sorry for the whole year. And now he can judge us on this and give us a new year. Yom Kippur should be before Rosh Hashanah. Yet the same the HaTorah is, the Yom HaDin is Yom HaRishon Shel Torah, the Chodesh HaShvi, and that is Rosh Hashanah. 10 days later is Yom Kippur. Why? Yom HaDin, it's not a Yom HaDin in the sense that we imagine. It could be something else. Let's have a look at the Ma'amar Chazal, which on the surface has absolutely no link to what we're talking about. When Moshe Rabbeinu stood by Mount Har Sinai, he was giving the Torah to Am Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to tell the people, the Atom, in Tishmuru l'koyla shem aloykecho ve'yisem v'yisukula mikol ha'amin ki'i kol ha'oret. Says Rashi, the Shem Chazal, what does the word Atom mean? Not Atom with an Aleph, you. Aleph, Atom with an Ayin, now. If now, Tishma l'koyel Hashem l'mitecho, the Yisem l'isigula l'koran. Says Rashi, the Atom, im atem mekabrim es atoyor, ye'oreb lochem mikam ve'elech. It will be sweet to you later on. Now it will not be sweet. Why? Shekol hascholos koshes. All beginnings are different. This is Rashi. And I think we all understand. Pshuto shel mikra. We understand the idea. What does kol hascholos koshes mean? Whenever you start anything new, you're to acclimatize yourself. Get involved, most probably Chedra, you came over here, you came from the United States, or whichever country you came over here. It takes a few days to acclimatize yourself to the atmosphere, to the place, to the weather, to the people, the mentality, everything takes time. And if people feel homesick and they find it difficult, what does one say? Don't worry, you'll get out of it, give yourself another few more days, call us follows. When kids, we send them, 1st of September, we send children to school. Some kids were going from gram to school, so they changed their mindset. So what happens the first day? Mummy has to go with the little child to the cheder or to the school and be with them for a few hours until the child gets involved. Call a scholarship. A person looking for a new job finds a new job. The first few days, he feels he has to acclimatize himself. With people when they're supposed to be at work at 9 o'clock and people who usually turn up at 9:15, you can be sure the first day at work, you'll be there always to open the door at 8:45. Why? The beginnings. I've got to be on time. Till he gets used to it, till he gets used to the system. Kol Hascholos Koshes. So this is Pshuto Shel Mikra. Rashi is telling us that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu is warning the people. Bascholos at the beginning, it's not going to be easy. Keeping Torah mitzvahs is not going to be easy. It's a new way of life. Shabbos, kashrus, all the mitzvahs, new Torah, everything that goes with it. Those were mitzvahs you've already given Mama before, Mayim Har Sinai. But basically, Tanya mitzvahs, he says, Ba'ator, it's difficult at the beginning. Shekol haskolish kashrus. The Zohar makes another statement. And he says, Kol haskolish kashrus. Why? She'asotu mekatrin. call astrologers consciousness because the Sultan is Mekatre. There is, now the Sultan Mekatre is a Russian Kabbalah, but if you want to talk if you want to understand it in our language, it means there is an atmosphere of Midat Hadin on a person. Midat Hadin is just, there's a certain account. There's a chisel. There's a demand. There's an argument up there against us, against the person. Called Pascholis Pascholis. And I heard from my Rebbe, what's it all about? What does it mean that there's a kitug called Haskolis Koshers when a person starts something? There's a kitug reminder. There's a famous Maimon Chazal which you all know. There's a Maimon which says, Hillel Machayev Esa'anir. When a person is going to come upstairs and give a din b'cheshbon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, why didn't you learn Torah? Why didn't you keep Mishnah? He says, what? I have to work 17 hours a day just to feed my wife and children. I have no time to learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Hillel, and Shaul Hillel was also an Oni, and his Mesiras Nefesh, you could see, could also exist. He will be Machayev the Oni. The Yeshua ben Chazon, Machayev es Ashirin. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chaisom, his money most probably was Bill Gates of his generation. The multimillionaire. And the Ashirim are going to say, look, I was running a business, I couldn't, I had my salaries, I was busy with investments, buying, selling, NASDAQ, Dow Jones, I had no time for it. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chaisom, Yosef, Machayev es Roshoyim. Yosef had a Nisoy, a terrible Nisoy, and you could see he overcame that Nisoy. And yet, he would be Machay of the Rosh, and he says, I couldn't stand, I couldn't fight my Yitzhahor. He says, your Yitzhahor is no less, no more than anybody else's. And in fact, Yosef, as the Yitzhahor of Yosef was even greater than yours, and you could see that Yosef could overcome his Yitzhahor. Why didn't you overcome your Yitzhahor? Yosef, Machay. That's Chazal. The Sifrei HaMusar. The Kol Echod, the Echod, Machayev es Atzmo. Every person is Machayev himself. That Machayev himself is a kitug. The kitug isn't the lamailo. The kitug is within the person himself. The question will be asked of us. Simple question. When you begin something in your life, you buy yourself a brand new car. You just bought yourself a brand new BMW. What do you do before you take it out of the showroom? You'll pay the money, you'll sign the contract, you've been given the keys to the car, and he says, enjoy it. What do you do before you leave the showroom? Anybody want to tell me? What do you do? You ask him, is there gasoline in the car? No. What do? You do pick a scholar on that car, don't you? You go with a nail, and you look around the car to see if there's a scratch, if any paint has come off, the slightest dent. You open the doors, you see if the doors don't squeak, you're checking the clocks, you're checking the lights, you check everything. Suddenly you're a perfectionist. You're a perfectionist at that moment, aren't you? You're very critical about what you're buying. And if you saw a minute scratch on the bumper, what will you tell the guy at the showroom? Sorry, I'm not taking the car. Give me another. And he will say to you, "Think, what's the matter? What's the big deal? Within 2 weeks, you'll have more than one scratch on the car. So you've got another scratch. Big deal." No. I've invested 150,000 shekel. I want perfection. You know what you'll exercise now in that car? criticize Midasagin. You're critical to the nth degree. Perfection. That's when you buy a car. Several months ago, a neighbor of mine, a neighbor, third floor, they bought themselves a new refrigerator. Comes along the Saban, schleps the refrigerator up three flights of stairs, puts the refrigerator down, even before he takes it, puts it through the door, front door, out comes the Yiddish Amama, and does Bleaker's Comets. Oh, she does. And this neighbor, she saw a scratch on the back of the refrigerator. And the paint came off on the back of the refrigerator. She said, take it back. And I'm throwing Tadiran, I'm off another refrigerator. So this guy is schwitzing, he was 30 degrees from the road. Shredded up three flights of this. He's doing it! My ish! You're putting it into the wall! Nobody's going to see the scratch. I don't care. I want a refrigerator that's perfect. I paid 3,000-4,000 shekel. I want perfection. It's a sardine. When you start something, you're very bitter. You're very critical. You're looking for perfection. Even though you know that in 2 weeks' time there'll be a scratch here, a smudge there, a dent over there on the car, here, there, you saw it, before you take it out of the showroom, it's really got a dent. This is the way, this is human nature. Certainly you, not young, not old enough to be in that position, but if you know that any of your parents, when they sent your brother or sister to school, first day of school, what did your parents prepare for that child? A new satchel, new exercise books, everything has to be covered, everything has to be labeled, the textbooks have to be labeled, everything is clean. All the pencils have been sharpened, and the colorings have been sharpened. Uniform, perfect. I ask these people, you must be crazy. What do you do this for? Why? In 2 days' time, the satchel's going to have chocolate marks on it. The books are going to be turned. The corners of the exercise books are going to be twisted. They're going to scribble on it. It's going to be, who knows, the orange peel stuck to a book. You know what it's like after 2 days with a kid. So why bother? But why do we bother? Why do we bother? It's because it's human nature to start on a right footing. A fresh start. Perfection. That's how we like to do it. Say the Balei Musa. And I think this is trapped in what the Zohar says. Kol haschalos koshos. All beginnings are difficult. Not because of the pshat of Rashi. Certainly Rashi's emes, shuta shemitro. It's because there is a kitul. When you begin something in the physical world, you're very critical. You exercise midas hadin. You want perfection. The kol echad ve'echad mechayev es atzma. The way you act, the way you exercise your life in the physical world, that will be the kitul in your spiritual world. This is the yesod of kol haschalos koshos, and this is the yesod of what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is a yom, not to call it a yom hadin, it is a yom of midas hadin. It's a yom of criticism. It's a yom where you are being asked a question. Just like you live your life in your physical world, you're a perfectionist, what are you doing now? Are you a perfectionist? This is in the soul of Midas Hadin. We find in certain places, in certain times of a person's life, a wonderful concept. Chazal say, Chosen the Kalam, Tachas Chubosom, Moichlin Lahem Kolavay Noisem. What does it mean? Hosn and Kala standing under the chuppah. Baruch Hashem, there's a mechilas avoinas on the oval, and now they're starting a new Hosn. They're starting a new future. So I want you to know one thing. If anybody thinks that Chazal mean over here, Kipshuta, Yvoichon, Kala, and they say they're making the biggest mistake in their lives. I've learned enough Machsheves Yisrael to know there is no such concept as Mechilas Avoinos without Tshuva. If there's Tshuva, there's Mechilas Avoinos. If there's no Tshuva, there is no Mechilas Avoinos. Nothing is free of charge in this world. So you have to do Tshuva. If you have to do Tshuva, Hodra Kushila Duchta. So the Kasha comes back. I don't have to get married to do Tshuva. I can do Tshuva any Wednesday morning. I can do Tshuva anytime. So why do I have to get married to do Tshuva? The Yesod is, on a simple Wednesday morning in the middle of a week, in the middle of a normal routine week, it's not easy to wake up in the morning, one Wednesday morning, in the middle of a normal working week, where Tuesday was yesterday and Thursday is tomorrow, and you think, by the way, I feel like born again. Not in the Christian sense, you know. Yeah. I feel like I'm starting a new life. What happened? What happened today? What was the wake-up call that made this dramatic change on a simple Wednesday morning? It's not easy. The embassy, that's what it should be. Every day should be kachodesh, as if you are starting a new life. But we're not on that pathway. There are times in a person's life where there is a dramatic change in the status quo. And it's a beautiful wake-up call. A chosn and a kalam, standing under the chuppah. He's leaving his parents' home. He's been there for 23 years. He's now taking his color. Tachas chuppah, and we're going to start a new life in our home. Say Chazal. It's a phenomenal moment that you can grab to make an end of the past and start a new future. Why? Because it's something dramatic in your life. It's not a simple Wednesday morning. It's something really dramatic. It only happens once in a lifetime. It seems that there are some people who know of this Chazal, and today, in order to, after 120 years, to get upstairs and really feel Mechilas Avoinos, so they got married once, they get married twice, three times, five times, you know, they'll achieve Mechilas Avoinos in the end. It's a moment you can grab. And that is why it is because of this Chazal we know of the halacha that every chosn and kala on the day that they get married when they've done a mincha. What is the mincha that they are mispalim? The mincha of Erev Yom HaKippurim al chet shevatoru lefanecha al chet shevatoru. And every chosn yireh beyir with a little bit of yirah shamayim, a little bit of yirah shamayim. He'll daven mincha biyachidus. An hour or two before the chuppah, he'll lock himself in his room, switch on the air conditioning, close the windows, and he's going to daven a mincha. A normal mincha takes 6-7 minutes. How long will this mincha take him? And I've seen chazanim coming out of such minutes. Their eyes bloodshot red from tomorrow. They've grabbed the moment. Say a Kurish Baruch Hu. There's a dramatic change from today, from yesterday till tomorrow. I'm getting married. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in the Vakesh, Chotosi, Ovisi, Poshati, all my Chatmesh Nehumim. Grab the moment! Then, Moichlin Moich Kolavinos. Chazal is just saying, it's an eighth of Tova of Mechilas Avoinos. You can grab such a moment. I remember not some time ago, I went to a wedding where the hostel, standing under the hookah waiting for the colour to arrive, takes 3-4 minutes until she walks all the way to the hookah. He was standing over there and he has a little piece of paper in his hands. He was shaking. He was crying like a baby under the hookah. And there was a non-religious guy standing next to me, very non-religious guy. And he nudges me and he says, excuse me, tell me, do you religious guys force men to get married to women that they want to get married to? The guy's crying over it. He doesn't want to get married. How far people away from he's waiting to be in the Chedei Yichud with this young lady. So what's he crying about? I told him, he's crying about something. If I talk to you from now till Tuesday, you won't understand what I'm talking about. He's grabbing the moment. What's written on that bill? It's a paper by a hostel. It's the same thing with a calendar. What's written on it? A name. Names of friends, family, redeemed, people who need a Yeshua, people who need a Refuah Shleimah. Why do you ask a chosn at that point to be misfollowed under the hood? Because at that point, 23 years old, and he doesn't have a chet to his name, he's kodosh v'tohor. Do you imagine he's still at that moment? That is chosn there on earth. I remember one caller once said to me, I'm so happy that as I'm walking towards the chuppah, they place this veil, a big veil, you can't even see her. She says, I'm so happy, don't even see me. Because my tears, the mascara is dripping down because of my tears. She's crying also. She's also waiting for that. It's simple. Explain them a function that if a person does not use that moment, he's given an opportunity of ultimate change, and he doesn't use it, that's something that happens. No greater kiddush can be on a person not using that moment. So when I see sometimes, you see Hassanim, and maybe out of Orcha, you guys in the Yom Hashem, you're all getting married. Remember this message. Remember what a person has to do under the chuppah. And when you see Chassanim and Kala standing under the chuppah and they're looking around and going, woo, hi, Mazal Tov. Yeah. You can do this in 2 minutes, fine, not now. Sotten Makabsa. It's a new beginning. Do you remember your new car? Do you remember your new refrigerator? Do you remember your new job? Do you remember your new uniform? Ah, there you are, perfectionist. What about being now perfectionist? The same thing Chazal say. Nosi shemismane moichun lo kalavai noisom. A person who becomes a Nosi, a president. I don't know whether it means a president of a country, if it's a president of a business. A dramatic change in his life, I mean his position in society. It's changed. Grab the moment. Before you stand up there. Before you're inducted as whoever you're going to be. Hador v'eretz Yisroel v'oim ekliya shema shachris liyav. One Chazal says yesh lechin et lo elam havo. Another Chazal says moichlin lo ikola v'loiso. What's moichlin ikola v'loiso there? A person comes and calls. He comes to eretz Yisroel. He goes down the steps of the Elul plain. He's standing on the ground which Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yeshua walked over here. David Beshleimer walked on this ground. It's a time of such a distractions. It's a moment of elevation. You can close the whole of the past at that moment if you grab the moment. And if you don't, that is the kitchen, that's what we talk about when we talk about call us scholars cautious. Every beginning is difficult, says the soil, not in the country. As I say, to wake up any day of the week and make a dramatic change in your life as if you're born again, reborn, we're not on that number. We should be, but we're not. About 12 times a year, it is a mini dramatic change in a person. And that's in a Rosh Chodesh. On a Rosh Chodesh, there is a dramatic change. It was Chodesh Av, we finished with Av. Av is now in the past, starting Rosh Chodesh Av. Or Bacheshvin, or Kislev, or Tevis, doesn't matter which one. And that has to be Rosh Chodesh. It's a Chidush. Not just the Chidush of the Levona. It's a Chidush in your life. You can grab that moment. And that is why there is a minute, Israel, that the day before Rosh Chodesh, there is a day of his oilers before Rosh Chodesh. What do we call that day? Yom Kippur Kol. The vidui of Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim. They say that Yom Kippur Kol. Beautiful. Something which should be adopted. It's a tremendous oilers. The vidui of Rabbeinu Nissim Goyim. For Yom Kippur Kol is his oilers to wake. It's a wake up call. Tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. There's a Hizchatshus. There's a renewal. Grab a moment. But, again, there's a Midas Halachamim on this stuff. It happens 12 times a year. For most of you guys around the age of 20, it's happened already 240 times. You get used to it. And the Hergel takes away the essence of the day. That it should be. One day a year, here, there's a kitchen. Rosh Hashanah is not Yom Kippur. It's a Yom of Midas. There could be a kitchen there today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us one question. When you come into Rosh Hashanah, what are you planning for the future? What are you planning for the future? Change? Are you grabbing that moment? And that is why Shona and Shinui change. It's a time of change. We're not talking about the Shinui of the government, we're talking about change. Change in your life. Be a perfectionist at that moment. You're a perfectionist in the physical world, in the material world. Let's see you being a perfectionist in your spiritual world. Let's check your year out. What are you going for? What are you planning now ahead? And my life to Avoy side, if a person is planning the same way to Shemayon, looking at my past, I wasn't mechaber too much in Shemona Esra. This year I'm going to try and be more mechaber in Shemona Esra. And I was pretty weak in the Kabbalah of the Shemois when I say Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael. I'm now going to be more makpid in my bonus of Shema Yisrael. And the third point I could respond to, I look back at my last year. I was a big mezalzel in Kibbutz Avraham. I'm going to try this year. I'm going to be mechaber my parents.
Nope. What would you say? It's an achievement, isn't it?
He wasted his Rosh Hashanah. It's a waste of it. If you're going for one, two, three minor points, not minor points, I think major, this is not a change. This is not a perfectionist. Perfectionist means to go for the long. Kabayot, you almost, you have to say, I'm going to be I'm going to be the Chofetz Chaim. My sheep, I'm going to be the Chofetz Chaim next year. And you might say to me, what are you talking about? Chofetz Chaim. Before 24 hours is out, before the end of Rosh Hashanah, you're already speaking Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't matter. I think there's an American saying which says, think big, you'll be big. Think small, you stay small. Rosh Hashanah is a time of thinking big, very big, enormous, even though you know you'll be a failure. But at least if you think big, maybe it will drive you to do something which you never imagined you were capable of doing. That's the greatest. The basis is to think big, and then start minor points to show I'm going in the right direction. Thinking big, that's what Rosh Hashanah is about. I'm going to be the Chofetz Chaim. I know I can't. So you're going to tell me that one. That I will come. Does Hashem want hypocrites? Isn't he hypocritical by making such a statement? Well, let me tell you something. One of our best friends from Talmidim came to him once and said to him, Rebbe, Rebbe, we're hypocrites. And we've got to stop being hypocrites. He says, we're the hypocrites. He says, we say, Baruch Hashem, Esras Hashem, Yirza Hashem. What do you mean when we sing? We don't mean it. We mean it, Yirza Hashem. We're talking about the virtue of it. If somebody asks me and says, Rabbi Ortman, how do you feel today? I said, Baruch Hashem. You know what Baruch Hashem means? I got up in the morning, I took a shower, and I read the Talmud, I feel like that would do well, and I had Kellogg's cornflakes, and I made a good breakfast with a bit of yogurt, and I feel fine, and Baruch Hashem, I gave myself a little bit of a run around, loosen the muscles, feel great. He says, where's your Baruch Hashem? It's Baruch the cornflakes, Baruch your treadmill, Baruch whatever it is, that's what it is. What are you talking about? God, where did the Rebbeim come into the way you're talking? What are you going to do later on? Oh, Yirtzeh Hashem, I have to be in the Tanya tonight. What does it mean? Yirtzeh Hashem mean? Yirtzeh Hashem means, I'll finish my talk up here at 7 o'clock, I'll get into the car, as long as the starter motor works, and as long as there's gasoline in the car, and there won't be any traffic jams all the way down to the Tanya, I'll get to the Tanya, I'll go back to the Tanya. So what are you going to do with Yirtzeh Hashem? Well, I'm not here, then he's right. Hypocrites. You know what they write? We write, you know, religious Jews write on their letters, they sabachdada, this yadda dishmaya, that's real religious, that's maybe in Aramaic. Aramaic, this yadda dishmaya. They say that religious Jews write the yadda dishmaya, conservative Jews write by the grace of God, and Reformed Jews write to whom it may concern. Yisyatet Ishmael. They're writing a letter. Yisyatet, what's Yisyatet Ishmael? He sent the Talmud to Arab Dessler and I listened to his answer. He said, we're hypocrites. And Arab Dessler said, so what do you suggest we do? What do you advocate? He said, we should stop saying it. We don't have to make a joke of ourselves. We don't have to make a joke of the Bani Ishmael only. We'll stop saying it. And Arab Dessler said, no. Carry on saying it. Be a hypocrite. Or not. He said, why? He said, I'll tell you why. Because if you continue saying it, Baruch Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem, in Yirtzeh Hashem, Be'ezras Ishmael, maybe one day at the age of 60, you'll wake up to the fact you are a hypocrite. And maybe you'll begin to think differently. Ah, it was all worthwhile. It was all worthwhile for 60 years to be a hypocrite, to get that wake up call, I'm a hypocrite, and to start thinking the right way. And when a person says, Baruch Hashem, he really means it. But if you stop saying it, said Harav Dessler, what will ever drive you to stop saying it again? Think big. Do things which are the able of it. Do take upon yourself things which you know you cannot, you won't stand by it. But it doesn't matter. If the Kabbalah is for greatness, if the Kabbalah, that time you're taking it on, you really want to be something big, Ani, my ambition is to be the Chofetz Chaim of this dawn. Then maybe you'll be far less than me, but you'll be something more than you imagined you could ever be. Because you will have started with things which will lead you to become the Chofetz Chaim. Our text used to give a moshul for this idea. He says, when does the minister, you know, we have any person, any kablan, construction company, building a high-rise building, 20, 30 floors. Inspectors from the government office of the government, the Department of Building, they send their inspectors. At which stage do they send the inspectors? Floor 20? Floor 16? Floor 5? Or floor 32? Which stage do they come? To check everything's perfect. In a way, the amudim, the base. That's where they measure. There shouldn't be a half a degree slope. It should be absolutely perfect. But when you're ready to build the second, third, 10th, 15th floor, you'll find rooms are not exactly 90 degrees. You know something? You do an experiment, even what happens in this one. You measure from here to the ceiling, measure from there to the ceiling, from there and there, each one will be different. It'll be 2 meters 73, 2 meters 69, 2 meters 74, 2 meters 71. We know that. Ask any carpenter who has ever ordered, person orders a cupboard for his bedroom, he'll start measuring, he'll say, the whole wood's wobbling. Too big. But will it collapse? You know why? Because the base is perfect. The base is perfect, it doesn't matter things already, but if the base, 1 degree slope, by the time you reach the 20th floor, it looks like the Tower of Pisa. This time of the year, Rabosa, is a time of new testament. Future! On the basis of your path. Building to the future. And that is why it is called Rosh Hashanah. We don't call it a new year, Shana Chadasha. What's it called? Rosh, the head of Shinui, the head of change. Tell me, which person is worse off? A person who forgot his left leg outside his car when he closed the door. He forgot his left leg outside. Closes the door. Yeah. Oh boy, it hurts. It's not the end of the world. You know why? At least the leg is hurt. But the brain is still healthy. What happens if there is a slight problem up there which prevents his left leg from moving? It's a big trouble. In 2 days' time, we're beginning a Rosh Hashanah. We're preparing the head. And the head has to have every single gray cell. Every cell, every blood vessel's got to be perfect if we want the body to be healthy. The body is the 364 days of the year later. And if the body gets hurt during the year, it's not the end of the world. If you'll speak Lashon Hara half the time, or you won't be mechaven in Krishna, that's already point. But what was the plan? This has to be up to it. That's why Rosh Hashanah is not a day of tshuva. Tshuva is Yom HaKippur. And that is why Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the new year. It is not the Yom HaDin on the Ova. If it was the Yom HaDin on the Ova, it should be the last day of the previous year. We're planning for the future of Rosh Hashanah. Certainly, how do we plan for the future? You look at the past, and when you look at the past, then you can build a new future. But it's not a time for tshuva, it's a time for renewal. It's a time of cheshbon ha-nefesh, because it is the beginning of a new time cycle in your life, in our lives. Suddenly, time becomes meaningful. 1 year has gone by. My life. I'll never see that moment again. Not in this vehicle, not in any other. Trying one of the biggest exploits and methods we have to do. Sometimes even more than the plotting of tefillin and tefillah and kavanah and kibbutz v'ein is to ask ourselves a question. How are we using the greatest matana HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to make our lives meaningful? That greatest matana is a concept called time. You know, Chazal say, on every day of creation, Vayara Mekim Kitoiv. Yom Mishan Kitoiv, Yom Sheni Kitoiv, Shlishi Nadi, Hamishi Kitoiv, Vayara Mekim, Vayoy Mashishi, Eskol Asher Oso Mehina Yitzhoiv. What's Tehoiv? Pshuta Shomiko. You put all the pots together. All the pieces together, now you see the complete picture. Wow, it's a beautiful picture. The first day is only good, second day is good, third day is good, twice good. Put it together, to tell you why, that's pshuto shel mikra. It's very good. Say Chazal, do you know what Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu created on the Yom HaShishi, which perfected creation? You know what they say? He created Momus. Dead. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the dead, he perfected creation. You know what death does? Death gives us a dimension of time. Time now becomes meaningful. If we would live forever, what would we do with our lives? If we live eternal life, what would we do with our lives? Rabbi Waxman pointed me up and said, Rabbi Orton, could you give a talk? On a certain evening before I should say, Rabbi Waxman, phone me up in 20,000 years' time. Have a word with my secretary. I live forever, what would I do with it? Who should I give up? Time is limitless. God is both creative dimension. No. I don't know. It's the end or not. It's a personal halakha, it's a personal thing. Something tragic happened in Russia last week, where a little town of 30,000 people population, 30,000, that's all, Aslan, a little place with 30,000 people, buried over 300 children in the nefarious attack. 300 children. Can you imagine a base oil of 300 graves? It was horrific. And tremendous. I'm not talking about the politics behind the Chechnya and everything and that. Nothing. Something I think maybe it's a message to all of us to see. 300 children went to school one morning, planning to play basketball in the evening, football, watch TV, read books, comics, whatever it is. Came to an end because Shabbat was making something else. And we have to take that time and make it meaningful. Meaningful! We have no idea the whole side. Sitting over here learning in Schneider, where there's a few others. There's a second such a year learning is Netzach! Nobody can ever take it away from you! But unfortunately, we wasted so much time. A question to you, a scholar. Time, what am I doing with that? I'd like to give the example when I ask people, tell me, is it possible to measure a hundredth of a second in money terms? Is it possible? A hundredth of a second in money terms, measure it in money terms. You can. Me'oyevai, t'chakmeini b'mitzvay sefer, says David HaMelech. For my enemies, teach me chokmah of mitzvahs. And you know where we learn it from our enemies? We just finished last week in Athens. The Olympic Games.
Ah, that's what you learn what a hundred for the second is all about.
Oh, it's a motion.
Our countries invest in athletes to do the 100-meter hurdles. To get a world record, the last world record was 9.32 seconds. And you get this guy charging down the straight, puts out his chest as it hits this laser beam, the psycho watches going, 9.31 seconds, world record!
By 100 seconds, he stands over there, gets his gold medal, stands on the platform, bam, 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 oh, he's proud! It's famous!
100 seconds. He wakes up the next morning, telephoning him. Chief executive officer of Nike's would like his photograph wearing their sneakers at $1 million. Colgate toothpaste. Paco Rabanne men's deodorant. Like this. The guy's a multi-millionaire! Because of a hard work of a second, and if he would have done it in 9.32 seconds, he would have been one big nobody because somebody did it 4 years ago. I find the hat made in the midpoint circle. The Zayah says,
Kedai lo la olam, lo voy la olam hazeh.
I don't
know. Kidano in the Adam, Lobo in the Oilam Hate. Shivim Shono. Vilis Bol Yasure Ioid. Shivim Shono.
Kidanois Omein Pamat.
It's worthwhile a person coming to this world. 70 years of Ioid.
Answer Omein Karma.
Nefah!
Alachas Kama Makama. Omein Lehei Shmei Rabo.
Shmei Yisrael Hashem Aleichemu.
Bar Achas Kama Makama. Shnai Mechaz in the Pali.
Zeri Mekula Shiri. Zeri Mekula Shiri.
This is how we can use our tongue.
This is the Cheshmach of
Shabbat. Now, we have Rosh Hashanah leading to the future. A plan. We're planning our future. Rosh Hashanah is a plan for the future, not last year. Come here.
Comes along Aseret Yemei Teshuva.
What's written in Shulchan Aruch? What are we supposed to do Aseret Yemei Teshuva? You should be more makpid than mitzvahs.
In Oichel, Shabbos, Kabbalah, Tzila, certain hakodas, be more lucky.
What are we supposed to, why are we doing this?
We're trying to show that the fact that we are elevating ourselves in little plotting, that we're going, that my plan I'm activating that plan.
Certainly you can't have to become the Chofetz Chaim over in one night. But at least we show we mean what our plan was all about.
Then, and only then,
comes into it.
When a person sees that a person's made his plan for the future, that's right, a midas hadin, and he's activating it, and he's investing, and he's putting effort, even a small effort, only then you don't make a big one, a small effort, showing that you're going, this is your plan.
Then, when you say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chatosi Yadisi Poshati on the Omar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes from Midas Hadin, he goes from the Kisei Hadin to the Kisei Harachim, and he says, Vayoyim Hashem, Salachti Kifonet. Such a gift. That's why I tell people, when people send their New Year cards to their friends, you know what they usually write? Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so, Mr. and Mrs. Goldberg, wish you a happy new year and well over the fast. Well, I said, no, we should change the nusach. It should be, Mr. and Mrs. Goldberg, wish you a happy new year
and well over the past.
That's more important.
With the rosh, with the head, the plan for the future, we're building. I know I'll be a failure. I know I'll be a fighter. That doesn't matter. That comes back to the third floor, that's the 20th floor of the year. But think big. Fabulous. Greatness. Then we'll be something. It's a time of India. Time of Krishna and Ayush. And a time of how we use our time. If the moment dies, and how people sometimes use this language, sometimes you hear this type of thing, you know, Yanko, we've got a couple of hours to kill. You want a game of chess? A couple of hours to kill. Suicide. Let's use our time. Ashvechet, ashvechet, et yoshvechet samedesh. Ashvechet. These moments that you're sitting through here after 120 years, it's netzach for yourselves. Using it. Let's be all this island. Let's all plan for greatness. And Kodesh Baruch Hu sees one thing he wants to see us. Sincerity. We're sincere in what we want. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us Shana Tehu on the heavens. Shasku Ula in Shmur. Shetich Leshana Vekilo in Seher Tehu Shana Vekilo in Seher Tehu. Kodesh Baruch Hu will look at us and say, yes, I'm Yisrael Walter Kodesh. You make one step forward, I make one step forward. We meet in the middle. You don't have to go through that. And let's hope that Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're close enough, is Shuva Elai or Shuva Aleichem. And once we meet, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say the famous words of George W. Bush, enough is enough. Misha Oloi, Misha Omalo, Elomoi, die! Thank you.